Okay. On some houses, not this house, this one has asbestos siding, I think. But on some houses, they have boards that overlap, you know. What do you call those?
Weather boards.
Okay.
That's what this one was, and I turned the weather board down. It was built out of sort of green lime. I turned the weather board down and flat, you know, and then put these channels over it.
Okay. Now, occasionally I'm going to ask you a word, and I'm going to ask you to use it two or three different ways because it's a verb, you know, it's a different kind of word. Mm-hmm. And on this one, if you had a nail and a hammer, and you would say you're doing what to that nail when you're pounding it in? Or if you're pounding a nail into a wall, you say you're doing what to that nail?
That's a drive.
Okay. Drive. And if you did that yesterday, you say you?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yes.
All right. And if you're talking about someone else, you say he had, using the same word, what would you say?
Did somebody else die?
Yeah, I say he had.
He had a hammer and drove the nail.
Okay, he had drove the nail. Okay, and.
And I drove the nail, drove up the nails.
Drove up the nail?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off? On some houses.
Gutters?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. In some roofs, the houses are like L-shaped, you know. Mm-hmm. And what do you call that where the two roof sections meet, the channel there? Do you have a name for that?
A valley.
A valley? Okay. And what do you call the little building that's used for storing wood and tools that's usually on the out away from the house?
Well, we call one of them two house, another the barn.
Okay. And then these are just the little buildings here?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you used to call outdoor toilets? Or still do, what do you call them?
Privy.
Did you have any names for them that were kind of old joking names that, you know, you'd be around somebody and you didn't want to say something?
Johnny?
Okay. If you were talking to somebody and they were telling you about their troubles or something, and they said, and you said, well, you got your troubles, and you might say, and I, did you finish that one up?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were talking to somebody, and they were telling you, oh, I've done this, and I've done that, and they were just telling you about your troubles, and you got tired of hearing about it, and you just wanted to end the conversation, you might say, well, buddy, you've got your troubles, and I...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have said that.
Yeah, okay.
Said that.
Okay. How about if let's say there was a noise that occurred in the room, we'd say we didn't see it. We heard.
Well, we just said we heard a noise. Oh. And don't know who it was.
Okay. And if it happened yesterday, you would say that you...
I heard the same thing yesterday.
Okay. And if someone else, if it happened to someone else, you say he had...
Yeah, he heard it yesterday.
Okay, he had heard it. Okay. How about if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but I blank of him.
Yeah, I know a person.
You know, if I were to ask you, do you know such and such, you know, and you might answer, no, but I, and then blank, fill in blank, of him.
I don't know him. I just wouldn't know him.
Would you ever say something like, "No, I've heard of him though"?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'd say that.
Okay. Occasionally, I'll be asking you to fill in a blank, and all I'm asking for there is just the way you would normally talk. You know, the way you would talk. Just try to say it the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes these don't make.